May the sweetness of Jesus embrace you and calm all your fears. Amen. Beloved family, how wonderful is the mercy of God. He is so faithful to guide us back into the right way when we stray. I'm speaking of myself. This previous week has been littered with contradictions and hurdles to overcome. Can you relate? Are you finding this to be true? Sometimes we fall overboard in rough seas and must fight to get back in the boat. This has been that kind of a week. And in the midst of that, the Lord took me from the waves, threatening to take me down, and lifted me back into the safety of His boat. Our precious Jesus does not condemn us when we fall overboard. He jumps right in and lifts us back up from the stormy seas. Oh, how He loves us and wants to be our Savior in the little as well as the big things. We are easily guilted by the enemy. He works overtime to make us feel badly about ourselves, and our own condemnatory thinking doesn't help. And this is the short story of what He did for me to rescue me from that condemnation, and what He will always do for you if you let Him. First of all, I was blocked in prayer, and partly because I knew I had to face some issues that were hard for me. So I was allowing distractions in prayer to shut me down. Well, tonight, the Lord rescued me, in my wedding gown nonetheless. I was sitting on the sidelines at the ballroom, feeling so unworthy, but that didn't stop Him. Radiant in His bridal attire, He came and on bended knee asked me to dance with Him. His face was beaming with kindness and genuine desire to take my hand and walk me onto the dance floor. I was so touched, I almost saw tears in His eyes. Beloved brides, He is always wanting to comfort you and resolve your problems with His earnest love and devotion. And He weeps for you when you do something that causes you to stray away from Him out of shame. So He wants you to come to Him anytime so that He can rescue you from condemnation which shuts you down. His heart is to distract you away from the ugliness of trials and whisk you off onto the wonder world of His immutable love. And tonight was no exception. As the music played, I saw my wedding gown in its glory, my veil lifted and floating to the rhythm of the music. His eyes shined with compassion that left me in a wreck. My question, how can you love someone like me, Lord, when I feel like such a failure? His answer was simple. He drew me closer until we were cheek to cheek, and my heart was drawn into His breathlessly as I realized His sincerity and that He longed for my closeness and trust in Him. I said, "Thank you, Lord, for coming for me." He replied, "Are you convinced that I want to be with you?" My mind struggled to answer him. He said it again, "Are you now convinced that I want to speak with you? Do you understand how much I long to dance with you and fellowship with you?" As I came back to myself, I said softly, "I think so. But are you convinced, Claire?" Oh, Lord, how can I possibly doubt or resist you? Still, I didn't answer his question, did I? He continued, the enemy has sown thistles of doubts and unbelief in your heart because you are dealing with many assignments in the community to divide it. In fact, my people, this is happening to all of you. Whether you are in a community or in a family, the assignments against my heart dwellers is disheartening. Do not listen to their narratives that you are unworthy. Cast them off and cover your hearts and minds with my blood and my words to you in this moment. My brides, you are stunningly beautiful. You are holding up under all kinds of attacks from every direction, but I am holding you close and no weapon formed against us will prosper. Dive into your prayer closets in full assurance. I am waiting, waiting, waiting for you. I am longing to worship with you, to dance the dances of heaven, celebrating our coming marriage. Ignore the enemy and embrace me, for I am longing for you, my beloved. Proclaim my words to you as a covering. Proclaim my words and allow the angels to come and cover you in my word and weave it around you that nothing can penetrate. These proclamations are powerful. I've given them to you to strengthen you. Go through your scriptures, even your Bible promises, and choose the ones that are needed for this hour. Nestle into my shoulder and allow the fragrance of my love to intoxicate you. Allow that fragrance to permeate your being and rest. Rest, rest in my forever love. Here I will give you the strength you long for. Here I will wipe away every tear and fear. Here I will anoint you to walk through the fires of purification on our way to heaven. Just commit yourself fully and trustingly in my arms. I am forever yours, and you are forever mine. I am leading you home to our dwelling. Hold fast to that and fear nothing. You are not the one doing it. I am. And I have mapped out every provision for the journey. Just cling to me. Make your only reason for living to hear from my heart as I speak gently to you. You can do nothing of yourself, but I am faithful to complete the sanctity that I've begun. Do not allow doubts to cloud your heart or mind. I've got this. I've got you. And all will work to fulfill your destiny in me. That was the end of his message. And at this point, I want to remind you, Jennifer LeClaire has a morning briefing that is very timely every morning. It's amazing. We got sideblinded. And I woke up to that on my feed. Don't get sideblinded. And I had missed it. It was given a little earlier, but she's so accurate. It's quite amazing. And the other thing we're doing is going through the 14-day protocol to deliver ourselves of assignments from the enemy, and that's the dark crossing. I have to admit, it is dark, but the Lord told me today, it is dark, but it needs to be taken care of. You need to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. and to apply the scriptures to every assignment against you. And what we figured out tonight is our main assignment is to shut us down. And how do they do that? By blocking our prayers, our ability to pray, sending distractions and the like. So I highly recommend you get that 14-day protocol and use it to diagnose exactly what is coming against you. It is a fact that on the mountain here, when people first come here, that is the first assignment that they get hit with, is blocking their prayers. And we have to fight through that with everything we have. Why? Because the devils hate intimacy. But the Lord is faithful. He will cut right through that resistance and establish us in His intimate love. God bless you, sweet family. I will see you soon.